Then hi and hello to our first ever live podcast. I'm Leah, your host, co-editor-in-chief of Girls on Games, and Happy New Year. We're all back from the new from our holiday celebrations, and we finally got together enough to actually record a podcast, and then we decided, hey, let's just put it on Twitch, because we were thinking about doing this anyway. So, without further ado, I want to introduce you to our cast of characters. We have the wonderful Catherine Smith Debian.
Hello!
We have Ellie.
Hey!
We have Catherine, a.k.a. Salty Pants, who's also drinking a glass of wine.
Yes!
What? Tomorrow's gonna out her.
Okay.
Fuck.
They have to be.
We have Devin.
Hola.
Making his very first appearance on the Girls on Games podcast.
Welcome, Devin.
Welcome,
I'm excited.
Devin. And we have Simon. Hey, Simon.
Hey, I'm super boring. I'm actually drinking milk, so that's like...
I have water, but we will do like a tipsy Thursday or tipsy Tuesday or something like that where we do drunk gaming or drunk video game talk at some point.
All day.
We just start rambling. So yeah, so we just experienced the holidays, and I know myself, a lot of gaming went down, so I want to know from the rest of you, what games have you been gaming over the holiday season? So let's start with Catherine SD. What are you playing?
I just finished Assassin's Creed Unity. Got that out of the way so I can be fully addicted to Dragon Age Inquisition.
Oh,
so I'm maybe 3 or 4 hours into the game, and it's going Skyrim levels. Right now. This is going to be another 100, 150 hours of my life just gone. I can feel it. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'll see you all in a month.
Yep.
Yeah, I kept trying to play the Halo 5 beta with Catherine Dumont, and she was like, yeah, I can't play right now. And I'm like, why not? I need someone to drag me through these levels. And she's like, yeah, no Dragon Age.
True. Very, very true.
Yep.
So Catherine, besides Dragon Age, what have you been playing?
Halo 5 beta. I actually just got into World of Warcraft, so that's quite the adventure.
Good girl.
Yeah, good girl. Bad girl. How do I even explain that? It's very addictive so far. I mean, fuck, you can get lost in that shit. There's so many things to do. It's like Dragon Age on steroids, so that's going to be interesting. I just started Transistor, which is really super stylish and really like sexy game, so I'm happy about that. And that's about it for now.
Allie, what are you at?
Well, I've started and completed The Vanishing of Ethan Carter over the holidays, which is a game that seriously fucked me up. It was fantastic. One of the best narrative experiences ever. Like, the story, I'm sorry, it just really messed with my head. I've also been playing a lot of Chivalry Medieval Warfare on Steam, which is some of the best multiplayer fun I've had in a long time. It's like an FPS, but with swords and slings and traps and knights. It's amazing. So it's free, too, so you should definitely check it out.
Ooh,
cool.
I know that was free.
Agreed. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Simon, what are you playing?
Dragon Age.
Dragon Age!
Oh, man. I got sucked into that. It is so good. I just, like... It's hard to describe because I'm usually more of an MMO guy, and it's kind of... It's like an MMO but offline, but, like, there's so many things to do, and the characters are interesting, and it's fun to play, and, like, my only gripe really is the combat, but other than that, the game is really super, super fun. It's crazy. And I've been playing WoW, of course, every Monday, usually. And
yeah, we're sorry to Simon's raid team that we picked.
Well, you know, sometimes you have to make choices in life, and I think I made the good one.
You get to hang out with us!
Yay, we're the good choice.
Devin, what are you playing?
I have lost myself in Far Cry 4, mostly, and I went back to playing Borderlands 2. And I've been spamming Borderlands 2 like crazy for the last few days.
Crazy. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's another addictive game, Borderlands.
I'm in with Catherine. I finished Assassin's Creed Unity. And I also started a little game called Halo for the very first time, which many folks know about because we've been Twitching it, and everybody gets to see my terrible, terrible, terrible first-person shooter skills.
It's fun.
I'm going to get better.
Honestly, you're not as bad as you think you are. I let my father play the Halo 5 beta the other day, and honest to God, it was absolutely the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And turning around, like staring up at the Halo ceiling and shooting type bad play. So honestly, dude, you're perfectly fine. You're moving on up.
I'm moving on up slowly but surely.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm playing the whole series through. So I'm about halfway through CE right now, and playing the beta with Catherine, Graf, and Voice. So that's been a lot of fun, especially since Catherine, Graf, and Voice dragged me through, and the only reason to win is because they're there. I think I've had, like, one kill a match is my top. Just saying. But hey, you know, you gotta learn somehow. You gotta start from the bottom. Mm-hmm. Then I'll be somewhere.
Exactly.
A kill is a kill, you know, to take whatever you can.
And you'll be ready for when Halo 5 actually comes out, so.
Hence why I'm playing all of this now, because I want to learn, and I don't want to be a total noob, and because that'll just be disappointing. So. Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be, though, honestly, and it's a new generation of Halo, so I'm pretty sure you're going to actually be pretty kick-ass when it comes back.
Mm, yeah, I'm excited. So, yeah, that's what we've been doing. Lots and lots of fun. So, because it's also the beginning of a new year, we've also got a lot of games that we have coming out, like 100 and something games coming out now in 2015. So, I have a question for you guys. And this is not a question that I've prefaced you in advance, so this is all going to be straight up honest shit. If you could only play one game coming out this year,
you're
what
evil.
Would it be? Oh. I know I'm evil!
Oh, God, you're so mean! I execute my Fifth Amendment right. I do not have to answer this question.
Bullshit. One
My head game. Already hurts.
One game.
No!
One game. All right.
I think I know the answer to this one since it was first announced.
Okay.
Very easily, Star Wars Battlefront. If it's like the original, Star Wars Battlefront will be the game I play to the rest of my life if I'm only allowed one game.
One game.
Okay. That's some expectations.
Yeah. The rest of life, one game? Like
no, the year. You just get to pick one game out of the whole year that you're allowed to play.
I don't like your question, Lou. Oh, man. Okay, the other ones have to answer. Simon, I see Simon there. He's thinking. He has to answer.
He turned his mic off.
And his mic is...
Fifth Amendment, I'm not talking.
My microphone is broken. What's going on? I can't seem to answer. No, but seriously, holy smokes, that's, I guess... I mean... Oh, Jesus. I guess it would have to be Overwatch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess that's a game that you can play for a very long time.
Even if it comes out this year. We don't even know if it's going to come out this year. But I think that would probably be the game that I would only play this year. And at least multiplayer, so I'd have a lot of, you know, hours and time to play. But yeah, I think that would be the one.
Well, nice. Catherine SD, if you could only play one game, what would it be?
Zelda!
That was easy.
I am so ready for a new Zelda, the new Zelda game. I'm just, my body, just give it to me. Give it to me.
Body's ready.
Let me play Ganondorf, whatever.
However you want to name him, just let me add it.
Yeah, right. I'm ready for an epic adventure in Hyrule. That is all. Moving on.
Okay, so I'm going to give Allie and Catherine another second, but for me, Batman Arkham Knight. That's it. I'll be happy. That's all I need is Gotham, me and the Dark Knight, and some Gotham City. That's fine. I'm good.
Bruce and Leia sitting in a tree.
Sorry, fiance. Yeah, that's okay. All right, Allie, one game.
Well, Simon took my answer.
but you can have the same answer.
It's Cap's, okay, it's Cap's fault.
I would say Overwatch, but because we already discussed that, I would probably say King's Quest.
Ooh.
Just because that's been a long-awaited installment. So I want my hands on that. Now.
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 Kat, Ashley. It's all come down to you. One
day.
Okay. Game.
Roll the ball.
How is that level five?
Yeah, how is that level five?
Okay, because there could be possibility of games coming out this year that I do want to play more than Halo 5.
Mike?
What?
I'm not saying them again. It starts with an F, ends with a T, and the number is 4 next to it. Or Left 4 Dead 4, 3. Or,
yeah, hold up.
Okay.
Fallout hasn't been announced, so you can't go there.
Fine, Halo 5. Halo 5.
But that means if Fallout doesn't come out for the year after, or if all, you're saving it for another year.
It's true. In that respect, it's just, it's really hard, because then there's also Mirror's Edge I wanted to play. I guess I will, okay, for replay value and the amount of time I can potentially spend in multiplayer, which is usually a shit ton, Halo 5. Halo 5. Final answer.
Good choice.
Be honest with yourself, at least. Come on.
I feel it in my butt. Yeah, I know. I'll be honest with myself.
There you go.
You'd think that No Man's Sky would get the replay value win in that category.
That's true. Don't know enough yet, though.
Yeah, honestly, it's really up in the air. All I know right now, as of yet, it takes about 3 billion years or 3 million years to actually navigate the entire game. That's what they say. And you fly around. That's all I know. So
yeah, know. We know it's pretty.
That's exciting. That's it.
Something I noticed from everybody's choices, they're all sequels or companies that we really, really rely on. No Man's mm-hmm. Sky. We have no prior knowledge of anything mm-hmm. they've done before. We have nothing to go on, and we barely know anything about the game. Mm-hmm. Well, we know, you know, we have an idea. But still, that's probably why we haven't jumped with it. We're going to pick something that's, like, a sure win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we've all been burned by hype last year, so I think we're playing it safe.
There's also that other game, and I always forget its bloody name. It's the one that you start off and, like, everyone... Okay, is it called?
Everyone Goes to the Rapture?
Yes! That's a cool game. When is that one coming out? What is the date specific?
That's a PS4 exclusive.
Too bad.
And, yeah. I think it's at the end of 2015.
You never know.
There's only three of us that can play that right now.
It'll come out on PC eventually.
Right now.
That's the first full game.
Ooh.
Hey, we just lost Ali.
Yeah, lost Ali. Super.
Super awkward. Yeah. Oh, well. Continuing onward and upward. All right. So, one of you guys pointed out earlier today this article that, hold on, I got to pull it up now so I can actually read what's going on. So, something that is plaguing our fair video game culture is whiny baby gamer bros. All right?
Uh-oh.
And their dislike of certain things and certain characters and certain styles of games and women and everything in general. So anyways, this article is on the Mary Sue, and it's called Whiny Baby Gamer Bro, that is so hard to say, is so mad about Nintendo's female characters, he's hate-buying all of their amiibo.
essentially, logic at its finest.
Yeah. So there's this dude who goes by the name Daily Dose. And he hates Rosalina. I don't know why, but he hates Rosalina, who is one of the newer female Mario characters that you probably remember from Super Mario Galaxy, Super Mario Galaxy 2. She's in Super Smash Bros. He hates her with a passion. So what is he going to do? He's going to go buy 100 Rosalina characters of amiibos so that nobody else can have them. So he's giving Nintendo, I can't do math.
$1,300.
Yeah, $1,300 just so 100 gamers can't have the Rosalina character. He pre-ordered them all.
Because, you know, we all know Nintendo made 101 of those.
Right.
Seriously. Actually, I think they made 99.
And they actually just going to buy them. Money at Nintendo, okay. So we're going to see that. Like, fuck Rosalie.
Yeah.
That's so...
So, first off, I can understand someone disliking a character.
But could you ever dislike something to the point that you're willing to go and buy it all up so nobody else can enjoy it?
It doesn't seem to make sense.
Oh. Sorry, Devin.
No, no, go ahead.
I couldn't hear. Sorry, go for it.
I was just going to say, I've never understood, like, supporting something as a way of hating it, because you buy up 100 or something, you give Nintendo your profit, which they're just going to use to make 100 more of the damn things so that everybody else can get them again.
Mm. No, but I it's not even that. Okay, he's obviously wants a protester, right? So what is a protest in actually buying those up? What does that... what? I don't even know how to explain. Like, what do you do with that?
The logic's not really there, right?
There's no logic. I read the article. There's zero logic. I don't like Rosalie, so I will buy up all her characters and fill my house with them. I'll be surrounded by Rosalie, basically.
They're not saying, like, don't fucking go and buy this character because it's bad, or boycotting something. Because that's how you protest, right? You boycott it. You don't pay for it. That's how, like, I'm telling people not to pre-order games. There's no need to pre-order games anymore, right? Because of... downloads and everything's available all the time and stuff.
Exactly.
That's the way you protest, by not giving someone your money. So why would you give them their money?
It doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, I guess his logic is that if I can deprive 100 people of their joy and happiness, then his life is complete.
Those poor 100 people.
The only logic that I could come up with.
Yeah. So anyways, this gentleman, I guess you could call him a gentleman, is also known for not liking other Nintendo female characters. And they're mostly the newer ladies who actually have some power. He doesn't mind Princess Peach. The article says maybe that's because Princess Peach always has to get saved. But yeah, and he uses some pretty not so nice ways of changing folks, the characters' names. So anyways, it's on, you want to go check out the full article, it's on the Mary Sue. It's pretty interesting. We all had a good lol at it today.
Jesus, I don't understand how it goes to there.
Oh well.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
Oh well, people on the internet are cray cray.
I don't like Pikachu, and Pikachu's in every Super Smash Bros.
Oh, Catherine, you're breaking up a lot, my dear.
Oh, never mind.
The internet's bad, Catherine.
It's failing on you. Alrighty. Next thing, hot off the presses, like seriously, like before we started the podcast is when I got the alert about this, is Forza Motorsport 6 is coming, like it was going to come, and now it's starring the all-new Ford GT. So Detroit Auto Show is happening right now. It's probably like it's like E3 is to gamers, Detroit Auto Show is to car fans. Right, if you want to use the SAT analogy style.
Pretty much,
so,
yeah.
So, it's a pretty interesting-looking car, if you haven't seen it. It was just released today. You can go check it out on news.xbox.com. And it's blue, and it looks like a Lamborghini, and if I first glanced at it, I never would have known it was actually Ford and not some, like, high-end Italian car producer. How do you guys feel about having a Ford on the cover of Forza 6. Thoughts?
Or,
I know Catherine's a big... Catherine, SD that is, loves her racing games.
I'm okay with it. I actually haven't had a chance to look at it. But, I mean, Ford is fine. Actually, like, Ford maybe today is known for, like, budget cars, but back then it was, like, one of the first cars to ever been made. It's like Revlon and Maybelline. Now they're like shitty makeup, but back then they were like, I think Maybelline invented mascara. So I think it's a good tribute to have Ford on it. I mean, the Mustang, it's got a big history, and now what do they have? Oh, they have GT. That's a nice car.
Mm-hmm.
It might not have the same luster for us North Americans, but I mean, maybe in Europe they're like, ugh, Ferrari again? Fuck.
Maybe. That is true.
No, but I guess it's nice that they're actually acknowledging that Ford did a lot for the, you know, for the motorsport world, and especially in the United States, you know, almost every NASCAR is a Ford. So
yeah,
it's good to see them actually acknowledging that it exists. Because, you know, I mean, maybe it's not a $100,000 sports car, but the Ford Mustang is an icon, is a classic car. you know, the GT Shelby is always going to be there. It's always going to be recognizable. So I'm very happy with that.
Interesting you say that. In addition, Ford's performance vehicle lineup will appear in Forza Motorsport 6. I always find that really difficult to say. This includes the GT, the Shelby GT 350 Mustang, and the F-150 Raptor. All of these were debuted by Ford earlier today at the auto show. So,
awesome.
So pretty cool. The game itself, gameplay, first hands-on of that, is going to be at E3. So hopefully we will bring that to you. We make it to E3 this year.
If we do.
Fingers crossed.
The dream is alive.
The dream is alive. Strong.
I've never played a Forza game, so I honestly have no opinion on this.
What is your guys' favorite racing game?
Oh.
I was really enjoying Horizon 2.
Yeah, Horizon 2 is a pretty solid one, and the X-Pack is really good. Really enjoying the X-Pack.
I like Ridge Racer.
PS1,
PS2 era of Ridge Racer.
Yeah, classic. That works.
That's fantastic, though.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get into a more serious version of racing game. I'm into the very arcadey ones, like the Need for Speed ones, where you can just drift around a corner, slam into a wall, and not even slow down. It actually helps you make the turn. That's the racing game I like. I need to get into something a little more realistic, so maybe I will pick up Forza 2 or something.
Cool.
I had a great time in Grid. I love that game. Grid 1, I played a ton of it on PC, and I think it's a good mix. I think, Devin, you would like it, because it's a good mix between the arcadey and the more, you know, kind of simulation racing game. And I think you would like it, and like the story mode is interesting. There's a lot of progression, and like you get sponsors and that kind of stuff. So it's really cool. I like it. I think you would like it too. You should try it out.
I will take a look into it.
Okay, before we get into our next topic, Twitch chat. If you have any questions for us, feel free to drop them in the chat. We have it running, and we will look into that as soon as we're done this next topic, which is gaming in 1995.
Oh.
So, certain major games turned 20 this year, which is really cool. Catherine Ashley wrote an excellent article on girlsongames.ca, and I want to just reflect with you guys on a few of those games. Namely, let's start with Wipeout.
Oh my god.
The memories.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite racing games ever played. Honestly, and that's including, you know, Crazy Taxi, even though technically it's not a racing game, but still a drivey game. But yeah, Wipeout was awesome, man, with the music. Oh, very good game. 20 years? That's really old. Anyway,
I know. Well,
I used to play the arcade game of Wipeout. It was so much fun.
I never played the arcade, to be honest.
It's really cool. Like, you have a big freaking thing. Oh, it was the shit. It was so cool.
I only ever went to arcades and movie theaters. I never went to actual, like, arcades. Shitty childhood, I guess.
So the next one I'm going to bring back into your memories is Killer Instinct. Good old Killer Instinct fighting game.
Oh, man.
No.
That was good. That was classic. Yeah.
Keeping on with the fighting games, we got Tekken 2.
Oh, that was good. Tekken was my favorite.
I actually talked about this in an earlier podcast. I played the demo of Tekken 2. We had a demo disc.
Yeah.
I played
the shit out of that
demo disc. I never bought the game, but I played the shit out of that disc. And it was only two characters, and I knew all the moves for like that one character. And it was a blast. It was a good game.
I played those two characters, man.
Wow. Yeah, it was
fun for a demo disc. It was a demo disc. It was free. It's perfect.
It was Chinese girl and Chinese guy. I know it's not really main Chinese girl and main Chinese guy.
Well said.
I don't remember their names at all. Sorry.
I'm actually surprised they had a girl and a guy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no,
I think we're pretty good at that.
Never had that.
All right, next on the list. Star Wars, Dark Forces. Who's our big Star Wars fan?
I got into that for a little while. I played it a little bit, but 1995, I was notably 5 years old. So my gaming back then, it's mostly looking back on it. I think I played it in 98, 99.
Oh yeah, 98, 99. So you went played it afterwards.
Yeah, I didn't play a lot of games on release back then.
Well, that's kind of how it was, right?
Yeah.
And games, you didn't feel bad about playing a game later. Like, now there's, like, this, I have this twinge, I guess, being like, oh, I should go back and play a game. But then I'm like, but no, there's new ones coming out. And I feel bad, but I really should go back and play older games. Hence why I'm playing Halo all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
no, yeah, no, man.
With make time for Roller Coaster Tycoon.
But yeah. As kids, man, you don't realize that. Like, I mean, I used to play, like, fucking Zombies Ate My Neighbors when I was, like, 14. Like, doesn't get old, those games, you know what I mean? Not back then, I don't know what's up now, but...
So the next one on the list is probably one of my favorite games, Super Mario World 2 Yoshi's Island. So this is the first time we got to play as the Yoshi Man.
Mm-hmm.
And throw them eggs, and it had that wonderful cartoon style that actually works so well on SNES. Mm-hmm. And I still sing the music from that game, like, all the time, like, in my head, like, when I'm older. So damn good.
Yeah, no, that was a great game. It was, I mean, for me, it really, I was really disappointed with the 3DS re-release, but the original one on the Nintendo was just, like, the art style was just so different to everything you've seen before.
Yeah.
It was just really something so different. You know, and Nintendo, it was back when Nintendo truly innovated still.
Yeah, I watched, I wish I could remember his name now. There's a dude on Twitch who speedruns it. And I sit there in awe like this.
Yeah.
Because, like, so the dude's flying through the level. And, I mean, like, he has to know where every single red coin is and all the tricks and have exactly the right amount of eggs and hit them the right time. Because you know how, like, the eggs got... They changed color as you hit things because they would dissolve after a certain point, right? And you couldn't ricochet anymore and bounce off. And yeah, I gotta go look up what his name is again because that dude is the shit, the fact that he can speed run through that. Speaking of that, they just had the Games Done Quick Twitch where they earned, what was it, $1.4 million for charity?
Yeah, $1.5.
Oh, yeah, and someone proposed on camera.
I saw it live. I was so excited. I was freaking out. I was like, oh, my God, this guy has giant balls. It was so good. I loved it.
All right. So, just wondering now, does anybody else have any questions for us? We're going to still keep going down this list of games that turned 20 this year. But, yeah, any questions, let us know. All right, next game. Earthbound. Talk about a classic.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and they need to, if they're going to remake any game, remake that game.
There are a lot of fan projects actually working on remaking Earthbound, but a lot of them get pretty far before they're shut down. there's another one in the making right now that I can find the link somewhere and tweet it out to you guys. It looks pretty interesting.
Nice. I'm sorry to say I've never played Earthbound.
Well, that's it. Okay. Someone to verify. Yeah, Earthbound, because I remember having this conversation a few years back with my friend, and Earthbound actually is the most rare and valuable SNES game out there. Did you guys know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. I'm trying to find it, because
But isn't it, like, the special edition Earthbound?
Yes, there's
like...
a specific edition, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Super valuable. Yeah. I'm trying to find the exact amount here.
Didn't they make, like, 50 copies or something?
It was very, very limited.
It's like a ridiculous amount of copies that they...
Okay, well, Earthbound apparently goes from $160 to $2,500 if it's not in mint condition, from
if
what
I see.
If it's not.
$2,000? What?
Yeah,
not in mint?
But that is one from one website. Don't take it as word of law or word of cat. It's not...
Well, but trying to find Earthbound, like a physical copy of Earthbound, is...
You can't.
Really, 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 really hard.
You can't.
Well... It's unfortunate.
On eBay.
And there's also, I mean, there was one game that was only released in Japan. So there's stuff that we definitely missed out on.
Yeah, so that's why I never got to play Earthbound. I never got to game.
Well, we got one more on the list. Now, obviously, I didn't name all of them, but probably one of the biggest games.
King of Fighters? No.
Chrono Trigger.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I was
20 years old. Doesn't it make you feel old? Makes me feel really old. Sorry.
I think I played Chrono Cross. I think I played Chrono Trigger.
I was a Chrono. I think we're the same age. I'm pretty sure it's probably Chrono Cross we played as well. And Chrono Trigger, I think, was pretty hard to get at first. Or it came out like in a dual pack with Final Fantasy, if I can remember properly. But I was a Chrono Cross player as well.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have a Super Nintendo, so I skipped over Trigger to play Cross. And mm-hmm. then after playing Cross, I went back to Trigger and played on emulator because I loved the series so much. And it's mm-hmm. really a good series. Like, you can't skip over Chrono Trigger, in my opinion.
So another one we call for a remake of.
Yeah.
Or just,
well, no. Or make just a new game. Make a new game. Stop with the remakes.
Or just grab. Well, there's nothing wrong with the remake. I don't mind a remake if it's a game that, you know, it's been 20 frickin' years. Mm-hmm. I don't mind playing it again if there was redone graphics and stuff. That's fine. Yes, make
but
it
probably run on the same field. There's
something else coming afterwards.
But even then, like with the Virtual Console with Nintendo, you can play the original on your 3DS or on your Wii U. You don't even need to make a remake.
That's true.
Yeah, and adding a new filter to a 20-year-old game is not exactly going to be the most noticeable of upgrades in terms of graphics.
No, they'd have to
redo it.
That's it. You'd have to straight up redo it. Straight up.
Yeah.
So, we do have a question from someone in Twitch chat. Dark Wolves 1 wants to know, what do we think of the Kingdom Hearts series? I played the first one and was in love with it. I can't wait for 3. I skipped 2, but I want to play the HD remix, but unfortunately haven't had a chance. How about you guys? How do you feel about Kingdom Hearts? Do you
love
the...
Big thumbs up. I loved it.
It's a good mix of Disney meets action, Final Fantasy-esque, Zelda mechanics when it comes to the fighting.
It's something that really shouldn't have worked in theory, but in execution was, like, flawless.
I know. Really shouldn't have worked.
Which is, it's really cool to see, like, two types of totally different things come together like that and just work. So,
you know. Can you think of two other series that probably could have mashed themselves up and work at the same level? Like, would you take, like,
oh, gosh.
And, like, Twisted Metal? Like,
ooh,
what could you mix together that would work at the same?
The only thing coming to mind is, like, My Little Pony and Twisted Metal, but that's just me.
I was trying to think of something nice for Twisted Metal. Twisted Metal.
I love that game.
Oh, it's so much fun.
It's just gratuitous nonsense.
That's so fun.
Oh, man, and you unlock all the crazy stories. When I played that, I was a kid. So, like, I always felt like I was, like, being really bad, like, watching these, like, ridiculous stories of serial killers and whatnot. I was like, I better not let my mom see this game. She'll kill me. Break the disc in half.
Oh, yeah. So much fun.
Oh, my. Any other games that you, two series that you'd like to mash up together? And it doesn't have to be, like, it could be, like, a game and, like, something else. Like, it doesn't have to be another game series. It could be a cartoon. It could be anything. Like,
I would like to see a fantasy version of Borderlands.
Yes.
With magic and swords and stuff. And just, I want to see that work.
But what's kind of magical Borderlands with what are those stones called, the ones that glow, they're purple, and you go exchange them with the creepy dude behind the door and he gets mad at you?
Oh, the Iridium.
What the hell's his name? Yes, that's kind of fantasy-ish magical, I guess.
In a perfect world, Titanfall and Gundam Wing would...
mech meets mech.
That would be
awesome.
In a perfect world.
I would honestly love to have a Telltale series on Warcraft. I mean, I'm a Warcraft lore nerd. I know the story a lot, so I would love if they would make...
Give it to me!
That would be so freaking cool. Like, they follow a story, they follow a character, and then you play. Oh, man, that would be sick.
They could do so much and so many different titles with that.
Of course. It's like unlimited in the Warcraft lore.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Simon, you should contact them.
I'll send an email to Mike Moraine right away.
Yeah, get on that.
Yeah, all right.
I think I have a suggestion that Leah's going to love.
Oh, that's my dog.
He is not happy.
I will mute myself until he stops barking.
Okay, go cat.
I want to see an MMO or open world style game in the world of Adventure Time. In the land of...
Ooh,
I know there's a game that's out and doesn't have good reviews, but I think the potential in that world is there to make a World of Warcraft type thing that would just explode and people would lose their shit. It would be mathematical.
I think MMO would ruin it, but adventure, oh yes. I would love like this gigantic open world adventure game.
Based on Adventure Time.
Yeah. Come on,
grab your friends.
That'd be awesome.
All right, we have another question. Oh, Dark Wolf 1 also wants to know, to follow up with the Kingdom Hearts question, when do you think Kingdom Hearts 3 will come out? I mean, hopefully this year, but maybe next. It all depends on when Square wants to tell us. our friend Becky has a question as well. She says, do you guys really think that Zelda Link to the Past was the best one like so many other people? Me, personally, no. I am an Ocarina of Time girl all the way. How about you guys?
I'm big on Ocarina of Time and Twilight Princess. Those are my two tops. Link to the Past, I played a bit, but I didn't finish it, to be honest.
Well, you might get the chance, because rumor mill is that the new HD Zelda is actually Link to the Past. That is rumor mill.
So, like, they're remaking it as a 3D Zelda?
Yeah, because I was listening to GameScoop, the IGN, one of the IGN podcasts today, and they were talking about, you know when at the Video Game Awards, when they showed us the map, and then they were also showing us, like, the land and riding the horse and all that kind of stuff? Epona, I guess it is. They were showing how, they were talking about how the map formation follows Link to the Past. So that could be kind of interesting, especially since that we just did, what is the Two Worlds one, the 3DS one that we just played, was actually really good as well.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites, definitely. A Link Between Worlds, so good.
Link Between Worlds, that's
love it. Love that game.
So yeah, that is like the follow-up to A Link to the Past. Oh, Catherine's got it there in her screen.
Yes, I love that game. It's so good. Yep. You have to play it. If you haven't played it, get a 3DS, play it. You'll love it. You'll love the shit out of it. It's so good.
So, we have another question from our friend Craig. What was the first game console you all bought with your own money? So, let's start with Allie. First game console you purchased, my dear.
First game console I purchased. PS2.
Oh, Allie stalled out. I think she said two.
PS1, sorry.
Oh, PS1, there you go.
Yeah, I actually got it at a garage sale in a huge box with a shit ton of games for, I kid you not, $5.
What?
Wow. Nice.
I was obviously very behind the times, but that was my first console, not handheld, and I was very, very pleased with myself and my little bonnet.
Devin, what was your first console you ever bought with your own money?
I want to say it was the Xbox One. Up until then, I'd had a Nintendo 64. That was how I got into gaming originally. My parents had bought it. They had a Sega Genesis before that. And we had a Dreamcast at one point in time. The first one I bought was an Xbox.
Cool. Simon?
And
he's got his mic up. Oh, no, he's talking into his Yeti, that's why.
It was the N64. Pretty sure it was the N64. When I bought, was it Mario 64 or Snap? It was one or the other. It was either Pokemon Snap or Super Mario 64 that I bought with it.
Super Mario 64 was a pack-in.
Then that
the
was
the best pack.
Yeah, no, that was, that was, I remember clearly, because I sucked at, you know, I don't know how old I was, really young, and, the night we got it, my parents couldn't figure out how to plug it in, for some reason, because, like, there's three wires, oh my god, three wires, and so we had to call, the guy was so nice, we used to go to this video store in my town, and like we always went there, and we knew the guy, so I think my mom called him, like, look, we just got him at 64, but we don't know how to hook it up, he wants to play, and the guy actually came to our house, hooked it up, and then went back to his store. I'll always remember that. That was a great moment. And I played, like, well, not all night because I was, you know, freaking 12 there, but it was good times. I remember it very, very, very vivid memories.
Very nice. Catherine, Smith debut. First console.
The first console I bought with my own money was the Game Boy. And I was like 8 or 9. And my mom was like, we can't, like, it's expensive, it's $100. And I actually saved up my own money, and I went to my mom and I said, I saved up $100. And she was like, what? I'm like, I saved up $100, when can we go to Toys R Us to buy a Game Boy? She had just set that numbers because she's like, she's a kid, she won't understand. But I showed up with $100, and I was like, I'm ready to go buy my Game Boy. So she actually brought me to Toys R Us. It was more than $100. It was like, you know, there's taxes, there's extra games and whatnot. The way my mom hid it is she was like, you know what? I'm going to buy a game for myself. So she packed in a game. She bought, like, Tetris, I think, for herself. And I gave her the $100, and she paid for the whole thing. And that's how she hid the actual amount of the console. But in my head, for, like, forever, until I was a teenager and figured out the math and being like, she tricked me, but I was 9, and I was like, I bought this with my own money.
It was a good trick, though. It was worth it.
Well, she wanted to encourage the fact that she was like, it's $100, it's too expensive for me, and I saved that money, and, like, I had that discipline. She didn't want to, like, turn me down and be like, no, actually, it's, like, $120 once you add a game or whatever. Because it took me, like, 3 months to, like, save up $20. Like, it took me almost a year to save that money. And she was like, okay, let's just go get your Game Boy. Ironically, every other console I've had after that was paid for by either Christmas gifts or somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Catherine, Ashley, first console.
Ugh. Well, it's going to sound stupid, but it's the Xbox 360. I mean, my dad collects video games, so he's bought every single console ever. I did buy myself for my place here a Nintendo 64 and a Super Nintendo, and an Xbox 360. And then now, PS3 and Xbox One, and so on and so forth. But yeah, I was spoiled as a child.
Yeah, you had one of the rare parents that actually said, go play video games, awesome, instead of trying to rip them out of your hands.
Encouraging them, yeah. Yep, so.
Yeah. My first one that I bought myself, because usually they were given as Christmas presents, I remember the N64 was the old holy present that my brother and I got one year, was the PS2. And I got that when I guess partway through undergrad, and my parents did not want me to buy a console because they were afraid that if I bought a console and I was living in Montreal, I'm a Newfoundlander, I came to Montreal to go to school, my parents figured that, hey, we're not there to rip the controller out of your hand, so your grades will drop. Well, lo and behold, my grades didn't drop, but they still were not impressed when I bought it, so the longest time I wasn't allowed to get a cell phone because of that. But, you know, you live and you learn. And my parents are, like, super excited every time they hear something about video games on the TV or the radios or whatever and be like, oh my god, it actually paid off! So, and we're doing this, right? So,
yeah.
So, yeah. So, I think that about rounds up our podcast for this evening. We've been running almost an hour now. But we have a really, really cool giveaway for anyone in the Montreal area. Let me just pull up all the details here. So, is it going to work? Here we go. So, as many of you, some of you know, there's this Wicked concert series happening. It's 23rd and 24th of January called the Super Nintendo Concert. It's L'Orchestre de Jeux Vidéo who's putting it off here in Montreal, and it's all fan-based. They're playing SNES music. And the folks are nice enough, we're going to go interview them the end of the week, but the folks are nice enough that they're offering a pair of tickets to give away to the show on January 23rd. So we're going to be putting up the details to enter that contest to win the tickets. But of course, if you live outside of Montreal area, we're not going to include airfare to get here, so that's going to be one of the stipulations.
Sorry, Craig.
You actually have to be in the city to win. So stay tuned for that. We're going to have it up on Facebook and Twitter. And as always, if you like what you hear, what you see, we really appreciate if you follow Girls on Games on Twitter. We are the Girls on Games on Twitter. We're on Facebook at Girls on Games. We're on Instagram at Girls on Games. And, of course, you've already managed to get to our Twitch channel if you're in the chat. And we're the Girls on Games on Twitch. Thank you so much for coming. Go check out more info and stuff on girlsongames.ca. Thank you, all my wonderful panel. And we are going to try and do this regularly, weekly, on Monday evenings through Twitch. So same bat time, same bat channel until next week. See y'all later.
Thanks for coming.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.